You said it was this way.
It is this way.
I'm really tired. We're completely
lost.
Oh. Oh, no, look at this. How are we going to get across this?
It'll be fine.
What? What, we're going to run off it? What on earth is that? Oh, trust you. Oh, Cathy's so clever. Oh, just order a bridge to come across. I didn't know this was going to be here, and you go on at me. It's always my fault. Hello and welcome to Scrap Heap Challenge, where our two teams of scrap-hungry scavengers will be devouring some tasty metal morsels to bridge that gap.
The gap in question is 5 metres wide, and the challenge to the teams is to build a vehicle that's also a bridge. They've got to race along a short course with all four team members on board, bridge the 5 metre gap, then retrieve their bridge and continue on the course with everyone and everything on board.
It's a welcome return for the Brothers in Arms, three mustachioed military brothers from Northern Ireland.
My name's Dick Strawbridge, I'm Lieutenant Colonel in the Royal Corps of Signals. I come to Scrap Heap with my two younger brothers, David and Bobby. David's a major in the Royal Engineers and Bobby's a captain in the Royal Signals.
I'm David, I'm Dick's younger brother. Dick thinks he's in charge. He obviously has rank on his side. I probably have the more practical engineering skills.
I'm Bobby. I'm the junior member of the family, both in the pecking order and in the military rank structure. We get on well together. We work hard as a team, play hard as a team.
In our last series, the Brothers in Arms tried to build a cannon.
It's there. We actually travelled 3 yards.
The shell got stuck in the barrel.
Go down with a big bang.
Yeah! It came up!
And when they did eventually fire a round, they still didn't manage to hit the target.
To spare the brothers a court-martial this time, we've recruited Sergeant Richard Little of the Royal Engineers to help them. He trained in heavy-duty metalworking, has a degree in energy engineering, and is an expert in bridge building. Nice one, Sarge.
The enemy this week are another family team, the Mothers of Invention from Southern England.
My name is Will, I'm a graphic designer. I just love mechanical things. I want to know how everything works. Diana is my mum. She can turn around to anything. Pretty good for a 72-year-old.
So many people, when they get older, they feel they have to stop. But I don't. Matt is an exceedingly nice young man. He's really a friend of William's.
My name's Matt Curtis. I'm an actor. We all have our own individual talents. I will be strategist. Will is involved in all the mechanical side of things. And Diana will tell us what to do.
Earlier in the series, the Mothers won the Battle of the Bombers with a helium-filled airship, which delivered a devastating pink bomb payload to our target in a quarry.
To help Diana and the boys bridge the gap, we've tracked down David Few, a top-class engineer with one of the world's leading bridge design companies. They specialise in quick-build bridges for emergency situations, such as in post-war Bosnia.
Scrap Heapers, the time has come for you to jump into action. Yes, the challenge today is to build the most brilliantly bodgetastic bridging machine. Cathy, start the ball rolling.
Okay.
Okay, you have 10 hours from when the ball reaches the cup on the Scrap Heap timing machine. Go! No!
It's a dash to the drawing boards with plans to be made.
So it's the Mothers against the Brothers.
It's a family show this week.
Yeah, it's very nice.
The first question, the most important one, is what exactly is a bridging machine?
What is a bridging machine?
A bridging machine must be both a bridge and a vehicle capable of carrying all four team members around our course and across the gap.
Okay, we have to cross a 5 metre gap.
Expert David has one simple idea in mind.
The idea is to build some sort of octobike.
Octobike?
David's inventive plan is to make a bridge and vehicle all in one. It's long, light, and should be simple to build.
We have another bike, pair of bikes at the back end here.
The plan is to fix four bicycles onto a 10-metre ladder. The team will cycle up to the gap and then all pile onto the back pair of bikes. Using their weight to push down, they'll roll the bridge over the gap on an adjustable pivot wheel mounted partway along the ladder. When the front wheels reach the far side, the team will scramble over the bridge and then use their weight on the front bikes to lift the back end up, before hauling the whole thing across to the other side.
Have we all got to ride these bikes?
Yeah, I think in order to get it to move along, you're going to need two people on the front and two people on the back.
5 metres is a long way when you're looking at getting a bridge across it. Bobby, 5 metres. Give me 5 metres to the end there.
The brothers are straight into military mode.
Just pace from there, matey.
Colonel Dick is already barking out the orders.
Take it six to the end, so it's from here to the end.
Six to the end.
I don't know anything about bridging, as you know, but that doesn't bother me. When it comes to what we've got, we have got a 5 metre span.
Yeah.
If I was to have a 9 metre bridge, which is actually quite grand, yeah?
Yeah.
But very, very light, with a trolley arrangement or something that's our power.
Yeah.
If we have some very simple drive mechanism like pedals, bicycle, something like that.
And just two bicycles.
A lightweight bridge carried by bicycles. It sounds familiar.
This is actually going to weigh quite a bit no matter how light you make it. On about a half inch, three quarter inch tyre, on clay ground, it's just going to start sinking.
Sergeant Richard is angling for something much bigger and beefier.
If we could go with a vehicle, we've got wide tyres, we've got the propulsion there already, and the actual manhandling is just going to be in the bridge.
Right. Richard wants to use a motorised vehicle, which will carry the team and a detachable bridge on its back.
Or a transit.
The vehicle will reverse up to the gap, drop the bridge off, drive over it, then retrieve the bridge on the other side and continue on the course. It's a stronger but much heavier design, so it'll be tougher to build.
What I would like to do is keep the options open at this stage. So, and the reason why I'm saying that is, when it comes to actually finding a working vehicle or making a vehicle work, cutting one down, doing the bridging, doing that sort of welding, I think we need some options on the table.
Next door, the mothers know exactly what they want.
Okay, so bikes, ladders.
Bikes, ladders and...
A couple of wheels.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go then, Diane.
Okay.
So the teams are off to raid the scrapyard.
Come on, Bob!
If they ever get started, that is.
He's got a gear.
Come on, Bob!
Come on, forward, Bob!
Yay!
Go for Bobby.
Where you go, where you go, lad? Where you go? Good luck. Good luck. Join. He hasn't got a driving license.
For army scavengers David and Bobby, it seems keeping your option open means collecting everything and anything.
Was there something about cutting grass in this channel challenge?
A nice, tidy race course. Do you know what? Your brother's a bit of a liability on that thing, I think.
It was nearly me tonight.
I know, he doesn't care.
The green ones, Bobby, the green ones. Take them.
Matt is out scavenging for the mothers of invention along with Diana. And unlike the brothers, the action man actor and his senior scavenging partner are scoring shed loads of bikes. When it comes to acting roles, Matt's resting at the moment, but there's no sign of that on our scrap heap. And Diana may be in her 70s, but she's no slouch when it comes to spotting a bargain. Nice bikes, but what about the lightweight material for the bridge itself?
Very nice. I'm not saying anything, but look at that. Beautiful. Big bits of... not steel.
Matt, are you about with the trailer and the quad bike? Yeah. Are you about with the quad bike?
It's the first bit of scrap I've ever found. I'm really proud. Very light. Look at that. Beautiful.
Lovely.
Yeah. Don't even need to paint it.
Richard, we've got a vehicle.
What sort?
It's a transit van. I don't know what mechanically it's like. I'll have a quick nosy.
Yeah, Roger, make sure you keep picking up the lightweight stuff so that we've got enough of that to cover against it.
A decent van, but what about those bikes?
I've got another quite novel bit, a moped sort of bike.
Yeah, it might be interesting. Keep looking, matey. Just fill up the trailer.
Hey, this is going to be my wheels.
Bob. Well, that'll do for one of you anyway.
On your back.
What's your bike then?
Pardon?
It's a bit of a confused brief, isn't it? It's basically bring
light,
a
heavy,
scrappy
heavy
bike.
Light. Yes.
What's your favourite plan?
I just do as I'm told.
You just do as you're told. Big brother's spoken.
Big brother said he wanted to keep the options open, and they seem to have collected every type of wheel imaginable. But expert Richard is becoming increasingly sniffy about the heavyweight colonel's lightweight plan.
A lot of grip on there, but if that gets boggy out there, that's just going to go straight in.
I'm not quite sure what they are, but I'm sure we want them.
The mothers are being a little more selective. Matt's now found some lightweight material that might be good for building their bridge.
A vast length of aluminium
stuff. It looks like it all fits together. I brought some square stuff
in just now. It's all just like that.
Yeah, go for it. Bring it back.
Team Captain Will and his mother Diana have started their own bicycle repair shop. Normally, Will works as a graphic designer, but he's been bodging up machines from scrap since he was a child.
So we made him a go-kart, first of all, out of a lawnmower when he was nine.
Wow. When he was nine?
Yes. He was then got very into much car magazines and kit cars and classic cars.
She started me on it.
Did she?
Yeah.
At a very young age? Like one?
Yeah.
She says two. You were building things by the age of two, which is pretty
impressive.
She's
told you that story, has she? Yeah.
I don't know what you built. I mean, was it an advanced rattle or
something
dummy.
Like that?
An electric dummy holder and cleanser.
I don't know. They're all embarrassing stories, whatever they are.
Are they? Yeah. Oh, tell us an embarrassing story.
No, you can ask her.
No, the Triumph Herald likes to pick him up in first. And that, he painted pale blue. He'd got a sunstrip on the front that had doodle bug.
Classy, nice.
And especially for a mother outside of private school. And
nice every other Volvos.
And all the mothers were waiting, and here was me sitting with this thing, doodle bugs. Just clapped that old Triumph Herald.
Car at 12 is pretty cool, actually. Yeah. You must have pulled a few serious chicks with that, I would have thought.
At the age of 12? With my mum in the car.
The brothers are still scavenging to the colonel's orders.
They're sweating. I think Dick actually measures the sweat on their brow when they get back, and if there's not enough, then it's back out there.
God, they've suffered long and hard, these brothers.
But they're talking about going a lightweight option as well. I'm not happy about that.
That's not right for these lads.
No, they're big lads.
They'd find some sort of tank.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
78-ton truck, that's what I wanted.
Huge bridge made out of steel girders.
During the First World War, army bridging machines consisted of horses and carts carrying lightweight pontoons. But with the invention of the tank, bridges had to be made much stronger and heavier. So it wasn't long before tanks were carrying and crossing their own bridges. Some of the earliest of these bridging machines were somewhat unwieldy and not easy to deploy in the battlefield. World War II saw the development of the Bailey Bridge, which could be assembled quickly and easily by a small group of soldiers.
The panels, which pinned together, form the main girders of the bridge. Top pin in, bottom pin in. As the new bays are added, the whole bridge is moved forward so that it remains near the point of balance on the rocking roller. Right together, heave. A river is no longer a barrier which can give the enemy a breathing space to halt his retreat and reform his broken division.
Today, the British Army uses a close support bridge mounted on top of a Chieftain tank. It weighs over 50 tons and can bridge a gap of up to 24 metres in 3 minutes without exposing the crew to gunfire. It's an effortless military manoeuvre. Speaking of which...
I'll hop in. Okay.
Back on the scrap heap, the brothers in arms are bringing home a possible bridging machine to be. Colonel Dick's lightweight plan is looking increasingly doubtful.
There goes the heavyweight option!
But Dick still won't commit one way or the other.
So, are we going to go for the heavy option? There's no more tires out there.
Yeah. What we'll do, David, before we make the decision, we'll just see if this isn't a runner.
Right.
We're actually back to the scrap heap to find out what is a runner.
Right.
Yeah. And the size of that will determine what weight we have to go for the bridge anyway, won't
it?
So we'll...
Okay, I'll just squeeze in.
I don't know whether Dick's being slightly unwillingly pushed towards the heavy option. Because you know they had the heavy option and the light option and all of that. And I get the impression that he was quite attached to the light option. I think he liked the idea of, you know, riding proud on a moped at the front of a kind of like 10-metre-long chassis.
Yes.
But he's not going to.
He's not going to get that now. He's going to get a rusty old Transit with a huge lump of metal on the top.
Exactly.
Hey, let's go talk through the window, matey. It's much easier now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but that's a little bit too easy, isn't it?
Right, you ready?
Okay.
The ignition light's on.
Whoa!
Turn it off. No coolant. There's no coolant.
That's fine. That's fine. Right. Okay. Excellent.
Hey, it's a goer.
It is a goer.
Right.
We haven't got the stuff to do the light. We're on the heavy.
Yeah.
Right. Nice and simple. Being on the heavy.
So the colonel's going with the sergeant's plan. Well done, that man.
It's a metal to get in. What I suggest we do now is just continue this general activity on here. Lift the top away. Dump it completely out of it, and then we'll take this inside.
I suggest, in terms of ease of working, do we actually want to take these wings off straight off?
No, no. I would suggest just the door frame, basically, the dash, and doors off.
Yep.
Just make it simple at the end
the
of the day.
Spare seat, safety,
take the extra seat. Yeah.
No, we need the seats because we've got to forget we've got to travel on this.
We can stand on
it.
Great big. So,
I'm trying to give you guys something nice, soft to sit on. You know,
youngest man on the team. All right,
right. We're deciding no seat. That's it.
Casting a professional eye over our bridging machines is this week's judge, who's also a serving army officer. Major Jill Prowse is a chartered engineer who's been with the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers for over 20 years.
That was a slight concern I have, is clearly you are a member of the armed forces, and we have a team made up of members of the armed forces. As a judge, you're not going to be slightly biased in their favour, are you, or anything like that?
Certainly not.
You'll remain totally impartial.
I wear a different cap badge to all of them.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
And that makes a difference, so you're not...
It certainly does.
Right, oh, good. That's very reassuring to know. You've seen what the two teams are doing. I mean, the light option that the Mothers of Invention are going for sort of seems quite sensible.
Yep, the team switched onto the idea very quickly, and they all got behind it, and they're working well.
Yeah.
And it seems a very simple and straightforward idea.
It's a huge thing. It's going to be 10 metres long, they said. So it's double the length that they actually need to cross the...
That type of bridge won't be very manoeuvrable.
No.
And so they may find it difficult to control both on land and over the gap.
Now, the Brothers in Arms are going for a slightly heavier option, Mother's Hands thinks.
They are, a more mechanical option.
Right.
And a more compact option in a lot of ways. Yeah. And therefore, their manoeuvrability is much better.
Yes.
They will be able to deploy the bridge from the vehicle, drive the vehicle across the bridge. There may be some deflection, but then a lot of... bridges are built to have deflections within them.
So a bit of bending's all right. Doesn't matter if it
a little bit.
Teams, you have 5 hours remaining. 5 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
It's halfway through the day, and our two family teams are budging up bridging machines. The Mothers of Invention have designed an octocycle, a vehicle and bridge that's all in one. They're going to cycle the course with a bridge bolted onto four bikes. They'll then have to cross a 5 metre gap, so they're still after something long, strong and light for the bridge itself. The teams have found an old steel frame. It's certainly long and strong. Will it be light enough?
The Brothers in Arms have cut down a transit van to carry a detachable bridge, which they'll deploy from the back of the vehicle.
2, 3 and up!
The bridge is going to have to be incredibly strong to support 2 tonne of transit and 4 beefy blokes. And they're about to add to their ballast.
We're going to name our bridge. Why don't we just call it William?
Are we calling the bridge something and the launch is something else? Yeah. William and Harry.
Yeah.
No, but...
Loyalty job there.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
true.
Tricia the transit.
Tracy the transit and William the wobbly bridge. In fact, okay, Bobby, can you put back the windscreen, please? And I'd like to have a William and Tracy sticker. Hello, Roberto.
Hello there. Climb aboard.
Thank you.
There's a special seat
there. We're on somewhere special.
Well, we thought we'd just go for a little spin.
Nice.
Very nice, yes. So have you seen what they're up to then, those lovely teams?
I have.
Have you?
Nice. We've got the wibbly wobbly factor, I think, in place on the mother side, which is always reassuring.
That last bit of metal they've just taken in is extremely wibbly wobbly.
I know. It's all really kind of bent and gnarly.
I think it actually will be a humpback bridge, even though they don't mean it to be.
It's either that or it's going to be something to rival Norman Foster's fantastic Millennium Wobble Bridge have to be closed down.
Wobble Supreme. As long as it's not like the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, which I've never heard about. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's
that? The Tacoma Narrows Bridge is the one that there's a film of where it goes...
And then all the cars fall off
and you see all the men running...
Get me out this bridge.
I would quite like that.
I reckon the army boys actually might be going more for that option.
No, not worry about that.
Yeah, but what it is, this is the pivot point. It'll be here.
The brothers need to figure out how to launch William the wobbly bridge off the back of Tracy the transit. William's going to be very heavy, so they'll need to get the mechanics right.
Onto the gap, it just swings down.
I'm done my Pythagoras. I'll do that in a moment, yeah?
To bridge the 5 metre gap, the brothers need to build a 6 metre bridge to allow for overlap onto the banks. The plan is to reverse the transit up to the gap and slide the bridge out on rollers. When it's halfway out, it will begin to pivot on the back edge of the van and tilt down. However, as things stand, the back of the transit doesn't reach far enough out over the gap to stop the bridge dropping into the water. The answer is to build an extension on the back of the transit that'll reach halfway out over the gap. Now, if their calculations are right, the bridge will touch down on the far bank.
And if we roll out a 6 metre bridge,
yep.
When the centre of gravity of the 6 metre bridge hits that point, the end
you're
of our bed, we've got 3 metres hanging over. That 3 metres hanging over means when we come down, it's going to touch the ground.
Yeah, and even with the angle we've got, it still won't pull back in.
I'll do a Pythagoras. I'll phone up my 13-year-old daughter and she can do a Pythagoras for me and tell me it's 3 metres long
enough. He's dead. Don't worry about him, he's dead.
No, we'll do the sums.
So how is a dead Greek chap going to help them? Well, it's all to do with right-angled triangles. Pythagoras proved that the sum of the squares on the two short sides equals the square on the long side, or hypotenuse. The back of the brothers' transit will reach halfway across the 5 metre gap. They know the bridge will be 3 metres long from the end to the pivot point, and that the pivot point is 1 metre off the ground. But they need to know whether the other side of the triangle, X, will be longer than the remaining half of the 5 metre gap, that is, longer than 2.5 metres. Now, using Pythagoras, 3 squared is 9, 1 squared is 1, 9 minus 1 is 8, and the square root of 8 is 2.8, which is greater than 2.5. So, yes, the bridge should reach the other side. Thanks, Pythagoras!
Now, Richard, I've got one thing for you, because as a team member with the straw bridges, you've obviously got one huge disadvantage, and I've got something to help you.
I haven't got a tash.
Well, I've got something to help you.
You're a star.
So there you go.
Which way would you like it, team captain?
That's much more
dapper.
That way. The other way was very Mexican.
Look at that.
Is that a... Is it bushy enough?
Hold on. Have you got spare ones?
Brothers, it's a team thing. No tongues.
Next door, the mothers are also working as a team.
Is this testing?
What we should probably do is put a weight under something under there. Stand on the far end. Two people on the far end. If that'll work, it's sorted.
So at this sort of midway stage through the game, who's your money on at the moment?
My money's on the mothers. It's because they've had a plan and they've stuck to it, and it the machinery is forming up according to the plan, and you can see how it's going.
Actually, Will, can you give us just to balance us again? So yeah, we're about, what's that?
48 kilos.
47 kilograms.
Yeah.
So we're near enough there.
I noticed David, their expert, is weighing everything. So that is actually important. They've got to actually balance it so that they know how much the front weighs to know how much to...
They have, and they've got to work out what's going to happen to the front of the bridge as it extends out over the gap.
The mother's plan is to cycle their 10-metre bridge down to the gap, pile on the back end so the bridge tilts up, then push it out over the water using the pivot wheel. They'll then all cross over the bridge and repeat the process in reverse using the other pivot wheel to pull the bridge over the gap and back onto the bank. However, the central span of the bridge is a lot heavier than they originally planned. Will they be able to counterbalance it using only their own body weight?
That's kilogram metres. That's the moment we've got about this wheel. So the weight times the distance. And we need to balance that with what we've got in front of it.
In effect, the mothers of invention are building a giant seesaw. If the pivot point was in the middle, it would be evenly balanced. But that would be over the water, so they need to move the pivot point to one side so that it's on firm ground. However, as the pivot point moves along, the relative weight of the long end increases substantially, which means they'll need to transfer all their weight to the other end.
If you come and stand about here-ish... And then we'll get down the far end and see if see if it's strong enough.
The mothers need to be sure that they can counterbalance the bridge with the bicycles on the end. So actor Matt is now playing the role of two bicycles.
Hey. Now, hang on, let's lay back a bit. See if we can get it into the ground. Spot on.
Excellent.
Three of us can do that, then four of us certainly can.
Can I have another go?
No.
Can I get off now?
The brothers need to build a heavy-duty bridge, and Bobby and David have found some hefty gas pipes, which should be more than strong enough.
What's that, David?
OK.
The brothers are going to build their bridge using two of these gas pipes, with some cross-bracing to hold them together. They'll put flat metal sheeting along one of them, and the other will have a wheel guide fitted, so they can drive Tracy the Transit safely over William the Bridge. Fine in theory, but the bridge needs to be 6 metres long, and the gas pipes are 2 metres too short.
That's long.
Basically, they're 4 metres long, so the actual join that we're going to get is not in the middle of the bridge,
yep.
Which is obviously going to be advantageous. We can swap it, so we've got a join at each end.
Right.
So further away the joints. How we're actually going to do the joint, what we do is take one of these spare bits, cut off a length, say, 2 foot along, wherever, split it down the middle, just grind it down there, so we've got like a basically an open shape,
yeah,
so it's a C, it's not fully joined.
Like guttering, yep.
Just slightly open it up a bit more,
and
slide it over the top, and then just weld it all together.
The brothers have only just started bashing their bridge together, but the mothers are racing along with their octocycle.
Far out of line, actually.
Diana, the mother of invention herself, is sprightly for a woman in her 70s, but that bridge is very long. How is she going to get across?
So we're going to have little cushions on here or something to make it comfy for the knees.
Oh, we've been running
across.
An old
lady to consider.
Diane, do you want to are you kneeling across or legging it across?
We're legging it across, aren't we?
Listen to the lady.
Of course we are.
Well, Will asked me how fast I could run on a 15-inch board, and I said I'd do my best.
Exactly. That.
She's going to actually be probably carrying you on her shoulders, I'd say.
Well, yep, I think it could be.
Teams, you have 2 hours remaining. 2 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
I'll do.
Don't you dare break it, Bobby.
The brothers have welded together their gas pipes. Now it's time to put them to the test to see if their bridge is going to be strong enough to support the transit.
Slightly towards me, Bob. That's it, isn't it?
Yep. One second.
Very
gently. Bobby, it's all on you.
Bobby, if you break it, Bobby...
Yeah.
Stop.
Anxious moments for Richard the welder.
The welds were given. Right?
This is no time for joking.
Gentle.
If those welds do give, or the gas pipes buckle, they are back to the drawing board.
But we've got a bit more weight to put on it, so we need...
We have got more weight to put on. I think we're going to have to do the body test in here as well, mate.
No, not the Beefy Brothers body test.
Mate. This doesn't work. We're wasting the rest of our day. Turn around, but mate, come on, Bob, come on.
Are you sure we should be doing this?
Yeah, I'm quite sure we should be doing it.
I'm the heaviest.
Keep Bobby. Walking up right on this edge. Go on, jump up and down.
Okay, we're getting about a quarter of an inch deflection there.
Is that all?
That's all right. Yeah, that's looking good.
We're going to be going across like this.
That looks good. Hardly a movement out of it, yep.
Yeah, that's good. Solid, let's get off.
Quick, let's get off.
The mothers have almost completed the bicycly bit of their bridging machine.
So about your steering, I've got a little bit of a concern that you've got 10 metres worth of chassis, which is obviously not very movable, and then you've got 8 wheels, and only the 2 front ones steer a bit, and I just have got a nasty vision of going in a very straight line.
Yeah, we had that vision too. These are the 2 front wheels, looking down in plan on it. The frame we're building around it.
So here and here?
Yep. Which is these two. We're going to put a big plate in here and a big bolt through the middle so that the two will steer relative to one another. So the front end will steer just like a bit like an articulated lorry.
And how are you going to coordinate your steering? I mean, is it just going to be a kind
shouting.
Of...
Shouting.
Is it?
Shouting.
Megaphones and left
shouting.
A bit. Right.
What? Sorry?
I'm sure all my fillings have come out, isn't it?
The mother's 10-metre-long octocycle is almost finished. Just some pivot wheels taken from an old industrial trolley to go on. All they need do then is worry if the whole thing has become rather too heavy to handle. The brothers are way behind with William, their gas pipe bridge. They found some tin guttering which they're fitting to one of the gas pipes as a wheel guide. The other wheel will travel along a narrow metal platform mounted on the second gas pipe. The two gas pipes must be spaced apart the exact width of Tracy the Transit's wheels.
I make it 62 inches, which is heat and stuff, so 157.
If William is too wide or too narrow, when Tracy drives across him, she'll fall off the side and into the water with a very big plop.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining.
That's good, that's
one
good.
Hold on, okay.
That's going to be quite busy, isn't it?
The brothers' bridge is going to be heavy, so they're attaching rollers to slide it on and off the back of the transit.
If you look down there, right, that's going to be dead straight and dead flat, and it's kind of...
This one's about a foot lower.
Oh, no. Hey. I love it. And then also, this one is meant to be parallel with this one.
Sort of going off at an angle a bit.
That's revenge. But you're enjoying that too much.
Where's your money now?
Right, well, finally, I think I have to go with the Mothers of Invention. Right. It's quiet. It's relatively simple. It's delicate, and they've worked solidly through the day. Right. And I think there's less to go wrong there, although it's unwieldy and it's probably going to be slow.
And there's no brakes.
But the brothers in arms, along with William and Tracy, might just have a lot of problems to overcome.
You're just creeping in, Mark.
Six! Teams, this is your 5 minute call. 5 minutes construction time remaining, teams.
Richard!
Yeah, actually, not strapped. Goes over it and ties in.
Yes!
If we're going in there at Midpool, have a word with the teams, make sure everything's nice and kosher, sit on the front of the bike, brake it, and then call time. And that's called fair.
Go faster!
That's the problem here.
Now, you tell me where to go then.
Okay, left.
Oh, well, that much? Heavens above.
Crash?
Yeah. It's really stable. It's amazing.
It's all very different when you've got raging torrents below you, of course.
It's a blistering gallop to the finish for the brothers. With only seconds to go, they're still frantically welding.
Teams, your time is up. It is time to cease your labours, down your tools, and let your bridging machines speak for themselves. Tomorrow, we will have to bridge that gap.
So, who's your money on? William the Wobbly Bridge, made from two gas pipes and some tin guttering, which has to support Tracy, the clapped-out transit? Or the Octocycle with its steel frame and weighty pivot wheels?
The teams have to race down to the creek on their bridging machines and cross over to the other side. Then, having retrieved their bridge, they continue on and pick up their team flag. Then they have to completely retrace their steps, so it's back over the creek and up the hill to the finish line with all their original bits on board.
The brothers in arms have a lot of heavy lifting to do. Their bridging machine is a transit van called Tracy, which carries a bridge called William. They're going to have to lift William on and off Tracy, and he's a pretty heavy fella.
Okay, still.
Yep.
The Mothers of Invention have built a bridging machine which is very, very, very long. Their Octocycle, as they're calling it, is also supposed to be very light.
The Mothers of Invention have been expressing a certain amount of worry about whether they're going to be able to get their massive long bicycle up the hill. I mean, over the ruts and up the hill. But I mean, it doesn't look that steep an incline, but do you think, are they right to be worried?
I think it's more that the Octo bike has increased in weight from what we originally thought. And that framework down the middle is actually over 250 kilograms.
Right.
The two jockey wheels are very heavy, and they're double jockey wheels. So they've realised how heavy their bike is.
And they've got four of them.
And so it's going to take a lot of effort to get them up the slope.
Yeah, it's quite steep and it's quite bumpy. Yeah. So we've only got little tyres. So.
Yes.
So you might be what?
Sort of walking, straddling, pushing.
Well, like the early bicycles always were.
They were all
an old bone shaker.
Yeah.
You mean like my first bike?
Is that your first bike? Was a bit like that?
Yeah.
An old wooden bone shaker.
Yeah, that's right.
Penny farthing.
No, that's quite ridiculous.
I didn't know you went that far back, Dinah. We're talking 1760 here.
Yes,
jump on.
Will and Matt have gone for a test ride.
It's too small.
When it comes to the real thing, they will also be pulling a bridge.
No worries.
Right, so we're on. We're on an inch.
Okay.
We're on an inch.
Hey.
That's
inch is a big difference.
Yeah.
The brothers in arms are double-checking their measurements. The width of the wheels should be the same as the width of the bridge. But yesterday they finished building in a frenzied last hour and mistakes have been made. The bridge is slightly too narrow. One false move and they'll end up in the water. Has Bobby the driver packed his wetsuit?
Bobby, it's safe. I know, I'm happy. I'm very happy. Lovely.
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Just confirm what this means. If it falls, it'll fall this way. Which means I dive right in the footwell and...
No. I thought a good captain always went down with his ship.
If it falls this way, your best bet is to run straight out that way.
Run?
Never mind. Yeah, no.
I type my legs are in there to hammer
we'll
that back.
That'll be back anyway.
That's back as far as it goes.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh,
it
guys,
Bobby,
guys.
Do you want to say, that little bit of brown adrenaline will get you through that gap.
Who actually measured this section?
He did.
All right, okay. I just wanted to clarify that point. Sorry.
That was a very sharp...
Sorry.
I will take full responsibility.
Expert.
Yeah.
Measurer.
Yeah, having said that...
I say no more.
Bobby may have been a bit reckless driving around the scrapyard yesterday, but here he knows he has to be inch perfect. Next time they do this, they'll be over the water. And that tyre is very close to the edge.
We're just coming to the drop. Keep it coming.
And Bobby does, as Richard says, to make sure that we get the alignment right. And that's the only thing that's important.
You're disappointed that the most junior person in rank takes charge.
Bobby, when you come off, you've got to keep driving straight. As you can see at the moment, we're slightly skew here.
Ow. Ooh, I broke my fingernail.
The mothers are struggling to push the octocycle to the start line. Never mind pushing it out over the creek. Are both teams going to end up in the drink?
May the best man win.
No, may the best machine win.
Crazy piece of machinery.
It's time to put the bridging machines to the test.
Teams, when the horn sounds, you have to bridge Crocodile Creek, pick up your team flags, and return the same way without leaving anything en route. Teams, are you ready?
Yes!
Yes.
Let the challenge commence!
Steady, Bob, steady, Bob, steady, 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 steady. Steady, mate. Yeah, that's good. Well done, matey.
You want to direct in terms of steering?
Whoa.
Brothers are doing well.
Brothers are doing very well. They're bouncing a lot, though. I think their bridge is bouncing off its mounting zone, not quite.
No, they've got some counterweight on the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on.
That's right, we're stoned.
No, the wheel's gone.
I was pulling in on David's leg.
And on we go.
Right,
okay. Slowly.
Let's go down and see what's going on.
Let's go.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
he's back, he's back.
They're putting
back.
Their bridge down.
He's
now.
Back, he's back.
He's back.
Bit more.
He's back a bit more, mate.
Another foot.
We're on the marker now. We're on the marker. Plumb line's right, isn't it? Watch your feet, David. Ease it up.
Watching their feet. William's almost down.
Ease it up.
William's, oh, yeah.
William's hit the ground. Touchdown.
Nice and slowly, mate. Forward you go. Yeah. Slowly does it.
The octo bike getting there. Getting there.
Slowly does it. Mind your jump. Richard, well done.
Okay.
Oh, look at the teamwork with the brothers in arms there. Wonderful.
Fantastic.
It's like the Royal Tournament.
And, it's so easy. This will be an added attraction for this year's tattoo.
I'll do my plate.
Back at...
Richard. Watching Richard.
Okay, Bobby. Okay. Yeah, not a problem. Just come with me.
Oh, they've got special levers. Very clever.
Very sensible. And as we predicted, they're crossing at the same time.
Wow.
Crossing at the same time.
Look at that.
Push, guys.
Yes.
Push, guys. And away over it goes.
Down.
Cross. Right, cross.
What are we doing
now? Nice and easy. A bit more, Bob.
Okay, easy.
Tracy
easy,
is easy. On William.
Easy. Right, you just come into the lip.
Keep coming.
I can see him. Watch the yellow line, mate. Watch the yellow line. Okay.
Easy. Okay, we're on the yellow line. Pick up your plate, David.
Horrible creaking noises.
Right, you just come into the lip. And we're going up. Okay. That's good, 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 good. Easy.
You okay?
Easy. 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 Go on. Pick up the plate, David. Pick up the plate, David. Pick up the plate, David.
Very, very serious operation.
Go on, go on. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Come on.
Keep going.
Keep coming. Keep coming.
Stop. Hold there. Go ready.
But this is going to be the interesting thing now. See how
this is.
Right, Bobby, come back. Come back, Bob. Come back. Stop.
And clever
on,
old
Diana. You're right, Diana.
Clever old
Diana. Forward, Diana. Just keep looking forward.
Go on, Diana. You can do it, big girl.
Just keep looking forward.
She's
the king. Forward.
Doing good. Well done. Superb. And down on the
car. Need to drop this, need to let this wheel up, don't we?
Oh, no. Easy does it. Easy does it. Lock the place.
Okay, we're off. Go.
Gently wiggle, Bob.
They're off!
And that's it. The greens are going to have to re-lever.
Where's the wheel?
Keep going.
Stop! We've got time. David, get the flag. Right, Bob.
Reverse gear engage. Pass the flag, got the flag.
Which way to
what? It's a beautifully slick operation.
Come on, nice and easy. Bob, we want it straight on, mate. Well done, you.
Yeah, and I'm going to take it. I'm going to shut that green flag and then I'm going to put my left hand down, okay?
How's she driving, Bobby?
It's good.
Pull more, mothers,
a bit more.
Down for it. Brilliant. Pull, mothers.
Diana, you have to come and jump on here. Come and jump on here. Quick.
Oh, pole's bending.
A little bit of water contact, nothing serious.
That's it. You're on.
So we've got a bent pole.
Someone move that tyre around.
Well done. That's a lot of effort there.
But look what
Brilliant.
William.
Look at the boys. Look at the boys.
We're down there.
Right, but look okay. what William's doing.
William is. Slowly. Yeah, slowly, slowly. Do you remember Pythagoras?
Absolutely.
The calculation
I can see
works
Pythagoras
to treat. Work to
There's Pythagoras.
Pythagoras works.
And Robert, the mothers have got their flag on board.
He's not lined up at the moment.
No, is he?
He's not lined up. That's not a good line.
So
they've got their flag, and they're going for the. They're going for the big turn.
Easy. Good, 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 good. Nice and gentle, Bob.
Oh, watch! He's gone very close.
Sorry. Hello, Donna. Get ready. Right. Easy. Good.
But there
good.
It goes. There she
nice
goes. Now watch for the bending.
Yeah.
Watch for the bending.
Oh, this tyre is quite near the edge.
This doesn't look very good, does it?
Close to the edge.
It's ugly.
I don't want to watch.
Oh.
I don't want to
keep an eye on that side.
You're going in the water. I don't want to watch.
Oh.
I don't want to watch.
Look at Richard. Look at Richard!
Beautiful!
Yay! AG, we're flying!
Get there!
AG, go home!
We're there! Okay, we're there!
I think we better get back to the finish.
I think we do. If we nothing might be disaster's needing your happened. Flag.
Yes.
That's right.
Well done, Diana! Woo! And a bit higher.
Are we going up into this long arm?
No, just... Let's go! Stop, Bobby, stop there! It's up there. We're going to go up, David. Mind your toes, matey. Mind your toes, ready?
Two, three, up.
Up. Yeah. Right, let's go.
Back.
Bit more.
Thank you. Oh, they got, yeah, William's back
and
on.
And let's get that firm.
Please take your seats. Take your seats for the journey to victory.
Nice and safe. Steady, Bob. No, easy.
Yeah!
Woo! It was good, wasn't it?
Oh, hey, shut up!
It's only the front of the wheel, the vehicle that has to touch the finish, remember? Yeah!
Well done. Good effort.
I tell you, even though it was exhausting, it still beats making bloody jam.
Way to go. Way to go, Diana.
Well done. Well, well done. Well done. Amazing.
What a mother.
I think it is fair to say, though, really, it wasn't that hard to judge that Brothers in Arms definitely won.
Yes!
So, Dick, you may open your bottle of champagne.
Thank you very much indeed. Yeah!
So congratulations to the Brothers in Arms, who have built a bridge into the semi-finals.
What normally happens in the bridging competitions?
The umpire always goes in!
Hey!
Help me! Help me! Help me!
I don't want to go swimming! She's in!
Oh, God! What rank is she?
I'm in.
It's all right, that's okay.
Fine, she'll
write that off.
Oh, David, all right, the bridge will get done.
You're the other one who's been talking.
No, that one.
No, that one.
It's insubordination.
Challenge is next, though these ones are for Mark. He's getting to work on the main rotor shaft as his helicopter starts to take shape. And a chopper is born next.